Unit 6, AI. The phrase artificial smile means pretend smile, and such a smile is fake. However, the term artificial intelligence does not mean pretend intelligence. Artificial intelligence, or AI, refers to machine intelligence as opposed to natural human intelligence. In 1950, Alan Turing, a British mathematician thought to be the father of modern computers, asked this question, "Can machines think?" The answer is yes, according to many science fiction novels and movies. In science fiction, future machines and robots will not only think, they might also take over the world, as in the movie The Matrix. Alan Turing proposed a test for determining whether a machine could think as well as humans. His test has two parts. The first question is, can the machine write literature well enough that a human reader can't tell that it was written by a machine? The second test is, will people buy such literature? An early form of AI was developed in the early 1970s, called expert systems. These systems mimic the decision-making ability of a human. They have been used for certain types of medical diagnosis, chemical analysis, and even for making basic decisions in financial markets. News organizations also sometimes use software that can write short reports on sports or finance. The results are far from perfect and rely heavily on human templates and rewriting. In 2008, a team of Russian programmers created software that rewrote a novel by Tolstoy in the style of Haruki Murakami. It was interesting as an experiment, but passes neither of Turing's tests. Also, in 2013, hundreds of programmers took part in a contest to generate a 50,000-word novel. One of the programs produced a hit novel that was even published by Harvard Bookstore, title World Clock, and sold for $14.40. But no one would think it was written by a human. It is simply one paragraph that repeats the same pattern over and over, but uses different expressions and words. You can see excerpts of the book online if you Google it. Japanese programmers have also tried their hand at producing AI-created fiction. In 2015, the Hoshi Prize was opened to non-human writers as well. The prize is named for the famous sci-fi writer Shinichi Hoshi. Programmers use the stories of Hoshi as templates to generate stories and then took the most interesting results and rewrote them with human hands. Alas, no winners. There are very intelligent people in the world who are working quite seriously to make a thinking machine. One scientist is even attempting to find a way to upload his own consciousness into a computer. If that ever becomes possible, humans will achieve immortality. Human intelligence can be very cold, heartless, and even dangerous without wisdom to soften and temper it. Maybe we should try to create artificial wisdom first to protect us from artificial intelligence and keep humans from ending up in some kind of horrible matrix.